As everybody are aware, UNITA introduces an official demand of the impeachment of President João Lourenço. And the National Assembly President calls for an extraordinary and urgent plenary meeting Saturday to discuss this process and, according to the proceedings of the National Assembly, set up eventual commissions to discuss the process. But it was a noisy session, first because, according to UNITA, the National Assembly Presidency do not distribute the document previous to the MPs. Secondly, according to UNITA statement, because the ruling party MPs do not allow, I would say, blocked the intervention of the leader of the parliamentary group of UNITA to explain the demand. So the president of the National Assembly wants to make a votation with an open hand out. But UNITA rejects because UNITA said that the votation must be a secret vote. So it was a very turbulent and noisy sessions, and UNITA MPs walked out of the sessions. But anyway, there was a votation only with the MP of MPLA, and the proposal was rejected. UNITA parliamentary members walked out of the parliament saying, dictatorship, dictatorship. So it was very turbulent.
Mario, so, I want to ask you, why did UNITA, first of all, want to impeach President Lourenço?
Yes, UNITA says in a document with around 100 pages that there was a frequent violations of the constitutions by the president, violations of the rule of law and the democratic state, violations of the budget proceedings and the market economic, among other violations according UNITA.
What happened next now?
So this process for the ruling party, which is a majority at the National Assembly, this intention of impeachment process is now closed. But anyway, it was a political gain for UNITA. So what's next? Monday, President Lourenço will deliver his speech of the State of the Nations at the inaugural sessions of the National Assembly. So there are some expectations if the President João Lourenço will be able to approach this destitution process, this impeachment process. There is also expectations concerning the demands to reform the constitutions. And last but not least, the economic and social situations is worsening.
Mario, thank you so much again. A pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James.